Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Well, I'm putting some Carmex on my lips. Okay. Donkey of the day for Tuesday, February 25th, goes to former Vice President Joe Biden. Joe Biden has to be one of the worst presidential candidates of all time. This is his third time running for President of the United States of America, and this year was supposed to be a layup. This was the year that Joe Biden came into the series with a 3-0 lead before he even played a game. Okay, people said he was the most electable candidate, the only Democratic candidate who could beat Trump. Well, if the primaries are any indication, he hasn't proven he can beat Bernie Sanders. Hell, until Nevada, he couldn't beat Matt Pete or Elizabeth Warren. Now it's a very pivotal week. The primaries are happening in my home state of South Carolina. Drop one of Clues Bomb for South Carolina, damn it. 803-843-864 all day. All right, that's the crib right there. And Joe Biden is calling South Carolina his firewall. He is hoping that his popularity among black voters, older black voters, is going to propel his trash-ass campaign to victory. Well, according to the New York Post, the latest polls of Democrats in South Carolina, those polls show Biden, who once had a 28-point lead in November, has shrunk into just 5 percentage points, because the real fire is coming from the burn, otherwise known as Bernie Sanders. Okay, this is why you always have to, you know, have to choose people over polls, because if the last few polls from presidential elections and primaries are any indication, polls don't know what the hell they be talking about. Okay, polls told us we wanted Gore over Bush. Polls told us we wanted Clinton over Obama. Polls told us we wanted Clinton over Trump. And polls told us that Joe Biden was going to be the Democratic nominee for president this year. And there is nothing anyone could do about it. That's what they say. Well, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Mayor Pete, they all said, hold up, wait a minute. Okay, y'all thought we was finished. And now Bernie is at 22% and Joe Biden is at 27%. Now, when you factor in the margins of error in each poll, the two are virtually tied. And Joe Biden is hoping that South Carolina's black Democratic voters hand him a victory and give him momentum going into Super Tuesday. If Bernie finishes first place, well, it's probably lights out for the Biden campaign. That would be a fatal, fatal shot. Now, I don't have a dog in this fight. Full disclosure, I'm waiting on the running mates for all of these guys to be announced, because the running mates for me is what will help me make a decision. Personally, I feel like the first person to announce a black woman as their VP wins. In my book, whether it's Biden and Senator Harris, Bloomberg and maybe Stacey Abrams, Bernie Sanders and maybe Senator Nina Turner. I don't know. I'm just wishful thinking here. But the first person to announce a black woman as a running mate wins to me. Now, why is Joe Biden getting donkey of the day? Well, yesterday he was attending the South Carolina Democrat Party's First in the South dinner. I was told he received the longest ovation of any of his competitors, so I have to give him props for that. But when he was wrapping up his remarks, I don't know if he had to pee. I don't know if he had to do a number two. I don't know if he was just tired, needed a nap, whatever it was. He just mailed this last line in. It was very DJ Envy-ish, okay? And I have to factor this.
Watch your mouth.
Shut up. This has to factor into what decision you plan to make this weekend in the South Carolina primary. Let's hear it.
And I have a simple proposition here. I'm here to ask you for your help. Where I come from, you don't get far unless you ask. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
You had to go to the bathroom, bro.
If you thought Joe Biden was an uninspiring candidate before, if you were not feeling Joe Biden because of the 94 crime bill that he wrote, if you weren't feeling Joe Biden because you heard that he's been accused of inappropriately touching women, if you don't like Joe Biden because he doesn't have a black agenda, if he has not moved you at all this election cycle, then how does this clip make you feel? How can you vote for someone who doesn't even know what the hell they are running for?
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
Joe Biden is running for the highest seat in the land, President of the United States of America. He was first elected to U.S. Senate in 1972. It's 2020. Why in the hell would he think he's running for U.S. Senate in 2020? You know why it's so easy for him to say that? Because it's all rehearsed. It's all robotic. They spew the same BS, redundant rhetoric so much that it's all a blur. Doesn't matter if it's 1972 running for U.S. Senate or 2020 running for president. All these Negroes look alike to me, okay? He probably caught deja vu because he's seen this before. I mean, when you've seen one black blind Democratic loyalist, you've seen them all. Okay, now it's another part of this clip we have to dissect real quick, so play it.
If not, vote for the other Biden.
Who the hell is the other Biden? Play the whole thing in its entirety, just one time, please.
And I have a simple proposition here. I'm here to ask you for your help. Where I come from, you don't get far unless you ask. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other Biden. Give me a look, though, okay?
Who the hell is the other Biden? Play that for me in HD. I have to make sure I'm hearing what I'm hearing.
If not, vote for the other Biden.
You know the other Biden.
It's official. Joe Biden has been cloned.
See?
That's a robot. That's why it malfunctions, glitches, says foolishness like this. The man is 77 years old. He can't be all over the country like that. So the real Joe Biden is somewhere asleep. But he needed to show up tonight in the debates, because this Joe Biden that y'all have been having out here, this robot, he's been getting his ass kicked. Okay, we need that other Joe Biden, who was the one y'all said was the most electable, the one y'all said can beat Trump. You know, when y'all go to vote in the SC primaries this weekend, make sure that the other Joe Biden is on the ballot, okay? Because this Joe Biden doesn't deserve y'all votes. This Joe Biden is the same Joe Biden who last week said he was arrested in South Africa trying to free Nelson Mandela from prison.
I spent my whole life fighting for civil rights, voting rights, social justice, economic justice. And that's what I'll do when I'm your president. This day, 30 years ago, Nelson Mandela walked out of prison and entered into discussions about apartheid. I had the great honor of meeting him. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him on Robben Island.
He's never shared that story before in his life. That never happened.
What you mean?
That never happened. Nobody remembers that but Joe Biden. He's making up arrests. He's telling us he's running for the U.S. Senate when he's running for president. And he's telling us to vote for the other Biden. Bruh, if the other Biden isn't on that ballot in South Carolina, I don't know how you could vote for this Biden. Okay, don't let them fool you and tell you he's the only one who can beat Trump. He hasn't even proven he can beat Bernie yet. If Bernie doesn't stand against Trump, like some experts say, then how can the person losing to Bernie, who doesn't even know what he's running for, beat Trump? Will the other Biden please stand up? Because that's the mother effer we need.
If not, vote for the other Biden.
I will. Just show me where he's at. Please give Joe Biden the biggest hee-haw. This is embarrassing.
He's never got arrested in South Africa?
That's what the streets say.
The other Biden.
The other Biden. Oh, that's right.
The other Biden.
Oh, man, my bad, Joe. Forget that the other Biden. The other Biden got arrested in South Africa. Not that one. Got you. Got it.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.